he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but after a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then they gathered around him and asked, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their eyes. You see, when we think of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is the only one leader who spoke of his death and told people that he's going to come back alive after 3 days, and he resurrected. Amen? There's no one who has the capacity to prophesy their own death and to say that they will resurrect themselves. There is no human being that has that ability. But you see, when Jesus died and he was resurrected by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can see that he started to show himself to his disciples. He resurrected for 40 days. The Bible has shown us that he gave them convincing proof, infallible proof of him being alive. What were some of the proofs? When they were in one room gathered together, he entered. He entered through the wall. They were locked up. You know, they were fearing. Jesus just entered. And when he entered, they thought he was a ghost. But then he said, touch me. Touch my hands and feel. A ghost does not have flesh and blood. If he was a spirit, if you touch him, you will not be able to touch flesh and blood. He said, touch my hands and see. Then he also showed them his side where he was pierced. And then he said, do you have bread? You know spirits don't eat, huh? Do you have bread? Do you have fish? And he broke bread with them. He ate with them. Then, beyond that, there was another man who was missing. He was called Thomas. Thomas said, I don't believe it until I myself put my hands where he was pierced. And I put my hand in his side, because they know when someone is crucified, he must have signs. And that is why I believe when we get to heaven, we will recognize Jesus. How will we recognize Jesus? From his hands. Where these are the marks that he died for us. He'll be glorified, yes, but we will know him because he knows us. Amen? And you see, the Bible tells us that as he was speaking to them, to the disciples, they were wondering, when are you going to make Israel great again? To them, the idea of the Messiah was to make Israel the best nation in the world. You understand? So that's why they are asking, at which time are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Remember that time the Jews were under Roman rulership. They were slaves of the Romans. They were under control of the Romans. And then they were asking Jesus, yes, you have resurrected. Yes, you are mighty. Yes, you are God. But now, when are we going to see the evidence of us being set free? And then he tells them, let me assure you, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. Now, what is this promise of the Father? He said, in a few days, you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. The promise. When someone tells you, I promise you, what does that mean? It means that if you come tomorrow, I promise I'm going to give you 500 taka. Will you come?
Yes.
Will you come?
Yes.
If I call you and I say, I promise you, Leo, next Friday, I'm going to give you 10,000 taka for free. If I tell you to come at 5, you will come at 3 p.m. Because the person has promised. But imagine if it was just someone on the street telling you, I promise I'll give you 100,000 taka. Will you believe it? Say, where will you get that money? So the promise is based on the person who promises. So who was promising? Jesus was promising that I am going to ask the Father and he's going to send you another helper. Who is this helper? The helper is the Holy Spirit. Now, I want us to understand who is this Holy Spirit. And I'm going to give us 4 points to understand who is the Holy Spirit. Okay? The first thing that I want you to know is that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. He's not a demon. He's not a spirit that just wind. Some people think the Holy Spirit is just wind. Some people think the Holy Spirit is just a force that exists in nature. Some people think the Holy Spirit is just fire. Some people think the Holy Spirit is just speaking in tongues. But the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. Now, God is Spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Before creation, the Bible says the earth was formless and void, and the Spirit of God was moving over the waters. So the Spirit of God is everywhere. He is in the water, He is in the mountain, He is in your house, He is in the toilet, He is in the water, anywhere. You can never hide from the presence of God. Why? Because He is all-knowing. He knows everything. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere. He is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. And He knows everything. So the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is the Spirit of God. Now, when we say Trinity, what does that mean? It means that God has chosen to reveal to Himself to us in a Father-Son relationship. For God, for us to understand Him, He said that let Him reveal Himself in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, we don't know if God is beyond that. We have no idea. But for us, what He has shown us in His Bible, in the Bible, is that He has revealed Himself as Father, the Son, who is Jesus, who is God in the flesh, and also His Spirit. So, Jesus told us, I am going. When He was on earth, He could only be in one place at a time. He was only in Jerusalem. He was only in Jerusalem, He went to Samaria. But He said, I am going, and I will ask the Father to give you another helper who will be with you forever. The Holy Spirit is the promise of God's Spirit to come and live inside of us. How many of you can imagine that the God of the whole universe in spirit lives in me? Can you say God's Spirit lives inside me? God's Spirit lives inside of me. That is why even if there was no church or you are at home and you are in trouble, you can pray to God. Why? Because where is He? He lives inside of you. That means that when you are in trouble, all you just need to shout is Jesus. Is it that He's sleeping? No. He's just inside of you. So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. And since He is the Spirit of God, He's the one that gives us life. When God made Adam, what did He breathe? He breathed His breath into him. He gave him the breath of life. That means when your breath goes, what remains? You say, body. Someone is late. The Spirit, the body without the Spirit is dead. So the most important part of you is what? Your spirit. The day your spirit goes, people will cry. Those who hate you will laugh. They will say, this person was very bad. It's good they have died. Your enemies will be very happy when you die. In fact, some will be applying for your job. They will tell the HR, now, you know, I know you have a vacancy. Because I was there for a funeral. Right? He has died. You will not tell me that there is no joke. I was there for a funeral. Because the Spirit has gone. Where does the Spirit go? It goes back to the Father. Now, if you are a sinner, you go to hell. If you are a Christian and you believe in God, you go to the Father. Okay? So, when your spirit goes, it goes back to God. So, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. The second thing that I want you to understand, which I have mentioned, is that the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. God has chosen to reveal himself in three parts. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, we see a lot of operation of God the Father in the Old Testament. Then in the New Testament, we see Jesus come. And then after Jesus left, he said, I will ask the Father and he will send another helper. Who is he? The Holy Spirit. So, right now, for our time, the person we are supposed to interact with, the person we are supposed to talk to, the support person who is supposed to help us, the person who is supposed to guide us, the person who is supposed to teach us, is the Holy Spirit. But how many Christians ignore the Holy Spirit? Many Christians, they say, oh, not me, I only know Jesus. Oh, me, I only know the Father. But the Holy Spirit, he is what I call a gentle spirit. Can you imagine someone is walking with you? He's inside you. Every day he's with you. When you're about to do something wrong, he tells you what you're doing is wrong. That voice that tells you that this is wrong is the Holy Spirit. When you're in a car and you feel like something wrong is in this car and you get out, say, no, I'm not traveling. That is the Holy Spirit telling you that there's going to be an accident. Get out. And he tells, when you're even in a relationship with someone, and every day the Holy Spirit is not happy, you just know that this is wrong. There's something wrong. You cannot find it, but there's something that is. That is the Holy Spirit inside you, guiding you. The Bible says, I will be with you forever. When he says, I will never leave you, that means the Holy Spirit never leaves us. It is only us who will disappoint him. If you had a friend, and you are walking every day with your friend, then he tells you, don't stay, you stay. The next day, you go and slap your neighbor. Tells you, I know you don't snap, you snap. You go again, you beat someone. He tells you, please don't do this. You continue. What happens? If you had a friend, every time you tell your friend not to do something and they do it, what happens? You get sad, right? And you keep quiet. So that's what happens when we fall into sin. When we are constantly in sin, the Holy Spirit becomes sad and he quiets. He wants to do yes, but he's not talking. Because he has been speaking, and you don't listen. So because he's a person, he's not just a force, he's a person. So when you recognize him, then he will guide you. When you wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Holy Spirit, guide me today. What should I do in my job? Which job should I apply for? How should I do this business? And what he does is that he gives you ideas. Even how do you speak to someone about God? The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit, you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. It is only the Holy Spirit that will help you to speak to someone who knows about Jesus. Only the Holy Spirit that can give you that courage. Because if you look at me, I wasn't like this when I was growing up. I was a very shy boy. I saw a picture of mine. I was a very small boy, very shy. I can never stand before people. At all. I like sitting, hiding behind them. Because I was very tiny, very quiet. But then, when I was filled with the Holy Spirit, what he gave me is that he gave me the courage to speak his word. He gave me the power to be able to stand before people. He gave me the strength to be able to learn music, to sing. All those things are things I could not do without the Holy Spirit. I can even give you an example. There was a time I wanted a job, and I didn't know what to expect. So I was doing an interview. But then I started praying, and I started praying in tongues. Then the Holy Spirit started telling me, okay, go to their website. So I clicked the website. Okay, go to this site. Check. Then I found some data, and then said, this is your answer. So I did my interview. It was a very tough interview. In fact, the person who was hiring was like, there's nothing you have said. But then I remembered that when I was praying, the Holy Spirit gave me a key. He gave me some data. So when the interview was finished, they asked me, so do you have any question for us? I was already disappointed. But then I remembered the key that was given. Then I told them, well, before I finish, let me just ask a question. There's something I have seen in your data. It shows a problem. I don't know what you're doing about it. And you don't need to answer now. You can answer later as a team. Then I just heard the lady say, but this is why we are hiring you for. She just said, this is what we are hiring you for. Now that was a secret that was revealed to me, not by my wisdom, not by my own ability, but by the Holy Spirit. Because He speaks so softly, you can ignore it. You can choose to dismiss Him, because He does not force Himself on us. He does not shout on us. He just speaks gently. He just says, come to church. Come. Say, no, I'm tired, I want to sleep. You sleep a bit, you then say, wake up and pray. You say, He touches you again, wake up and pray. Why? Because your prayer is needed for what the challenges we will face today. There are many challenges that we face as Christians, be it from works of the devil, be it from demons, be it from witchcraft. There are many things that we face. Unless you are sensitive to recognize Him and to hear His voice and to follow Him and obey, I want to challenge you. Ask Him to speak to you. As you pray, as you read the Bible, just read the Bible and say, Holy Spirit, speak to me. Why? Because He is the one who wrote the Bible. So any part of the Bible that you don't understand, just say, Holy Spirit, help me to understand it. And you know what He'll do? He'll either speak to you, or He will send someone to help you understand it. Or you will open YouTube and you will find a sermon that is just speaking about that question you have. That is the Holy Spirit responding to us and speaking to us. So the Holy Spirit is not just a force or a wind or just a power, but He is a person. That's why we say God in three persons. When we say God in three persons, we say that the Holy Spirit is a person. And that means that you can speak to Him, He can have emotions, He can be grieved, He can direct you, He can walk with you, He can encourage you, He can give you ideas, He can give you wisdom. The third thing that I want to say about the Holy Spirit is that He is the presence of God. He is the presence of God. Without the Holy Spirit, you know, you are dead. The reason why we feel empty, the reason why we feel like God is so far away, is because we don't recognize the presence of God or the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the presence of God. And that means when you walk into your office, you're bringing the presence of God there. It doesn't matter how difficult your situation is. It doesn't matter how hated you are in the workplace because you're a Christian. The fact that you carry the presence of God, you are the reason why that office is doing well. Because you bring God. You bring God where you are. For us, we don't carry gods in physical things. When it is flooding, we'll carry the God. Or when there's cyclone, the God will be carried. No. Everywhere it is the presence of God. And I assure you, there's nothing as valuable and as important as knowing that God is with you. When we say the name Emmanuel, Emmanuel means God with us. That means Say, God is with me. Even when you don't know what to do, say, God is with me. God, help me. And He's not far away. His presence is what makes the difference. The presence of God. And that is what makes a difference between churches. You can go to a church and you don't feel the presence of God. Why? Because there is no recognition of the Holy Spirit. People have protocol. Pastor, third one, word, finish. You have not done the reading, go. There is no freedom to allow you to move, to allow you to speak. And if you try to interrupt, they say, get out. Yeah? But He is the presence of God. Moses, in the Bible, when they were told, the Israelites, Moses, God told him, I will send you with an angel. Said, no, we will not leave this place unless your presence goes with us. Each and every day, wake up and say, God, your presence, go with me. As I'm going to meet people outside there, as I'm going to my workplace, as I'm going to my business, as I'm going to my family, let your presence come. And I assure you, when you genuinely pray to God, you will feel His presence. And His presence can be either in, you can feel some heat in your body, you can feel some cold in your body, you could be feeling some shaking in your body, you could be hearing a voice. He can come to you in any way and just give you peace in your heart. It can be a small, still voice. The presence of God is what makes a difference in our lives. And you see that presence of God, as long as you can sense His presence, I assure you it is a sign that you are born again. The day you stop feeling Him, you are far away from God. The Bible says He has given us the Holy Spirit as a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance. That means that as long as each day you wake up and you can sense Him, you can feel Him, then you have the assurance that you are going to heaven. He is a deposit. And lastly, I want to finish that the Holy Spirit gives us the power of God. He gives us the power of God. That's why Jesus told His disciples, they were asking, which time? He says, it's not for you to know. What is most important is this: you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. That power is the power to do signs and wonders. Today morning I woke up and I was having a headache one side. And I just said, pain, go away in Jesus' name. And that pain disappeared. Why? Because He has given us the power over sickness. He has given us the power over demons. He has given us the power over witchcraft. He has given us the power to heal the sick. That power is from the Holy Spirit. When you spend time with Him, when you spend time in His presence, when you're reading the Word, when you're worshiping God alone, and you feel His presence, what happens is that we call it our open heavens. When Jesus came out of the water, the Bible says that all heavens were open. And they saw the Holy Spirit come and descend on Him like a dove. And the voice of God said that, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Every time you spend time with God, you spend time with the Holy Spirit, when you spend time worshiping, reading the Bible, fasting, what happens is that God opens the heavens. And when the heavens are open, what happens is your eyes are open. You start to see things. You will see spiritually. That's why when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they saw tongues of fire. That means their spiritual eyes were open. Then their ears are open. You can hear from God. You can hear the voice of God. And then beyond that, then you are given power to do something. That's when they were able to speak in tongues. They were speaking in languages they did not know. You start to do impossible things. And people will wonder, but this one, I thought this is the son of me too. I thought this is the daughter of, we know her, she has grown up here. Where did she get this power? Where did she start praying for people and they start becoming well? It is through the power that comes from the Holy Spirit. God is able to give everyone the power. Why? Because it is our promise. Remember our promise. What does a promise mean? I go back to my topic. What is a promise? I promise I will give you. What did he say? And afterwards, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. That means as long as you have flesh, touch yourself and say, I have flesh. As long as you have flesh, you are a candidate to receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says that afterwards, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your young men shall dream dreams. Your old men will see visions. That means he does not discriminate against age. You can be a child and you will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He does not discriminate against the elderly. You can be in your 80s and you are on fire for the Holy Spirit. And that fire will make a difference in your life. That fire can give you gifts of wisdom. It can give you gifts of prophecy. It can give you gifts to be an evangelist. It can give you gift to be a prophet. It can give you gift to be an apostle. The next apostle of a Bangladesh will just be seated here. It's just because you have not spent time with the Holy Spirit. That power there, if you check in Greek, it's called dunamis. Dunamis is potential power. When you have a bicycle, those who have that old black bicycle, I don't know how you call it, as we call it, blacky. There's that big bicycle, that one that is for teachers. It really has something called dynamite. And then the torch is connected to the torch. So when you're cycling your bicycle, what happens if it lights, right? When you stop cycling, the light goes out. That is dynamite. So the power that the Holy Spirit gives us is called dunamis. It's come from the Greek word dunamis. That means that the more you engage him, the more you exercise yourself in the things of God, in the things of the Spirit, the more he gives you the power. The day you stop, before you used to do certain things, you realize you don't do it anymore. Before you used to pray for 30 minutes, nowadays you can only pray for 1 minute only. Or even when you say, you start praying, you pray, and then you say amen in the morning. Because sleep is defeating you in prayer. Because you have not exercised, you are not receiving the power of the Holy Spirit. If you want to be a strong Christian, if you want to stay strong in the faith, you have to spend time and exercise your power that God has given you. And remember, it is dunamis. The more you exercise, the more you spend time with him, the difference between every believer is just the time you spend with him. The power is available. It is a promise. It is you that makes the choice of what you will do with him. Some people ignore him and they live powerless lives. But others receive him, recognize him, and hear from him, walk with him, and they live a life of power. And because he is a promise, all you need to do is ask. Ask. That says, ask. How much more will he give of those who ask for the Holy Spirit? Ask. And keep asking. Every day when you wake up, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with your power. Fill me, fill me, fill me. And I assure you, keep doing that daily, daily, daily. One day you'll wake up, you'll go somewhere and demons will start living somewhere. Without even you praying. Why? Because you're full of the Holy Spirit. Full of power. You're empowered. You'll one day as you're praying, you'll find yourself, you're speaking in tongues. Why? Because he gives you the power to speak in tongues. You wonder, oh, one day you're prophesying. You start seeing people and you start saying, I'm seeing you're having you're getting married soon. And say, but where did you hear that? Oh, just, the Holy Spirit is telling me. But you will never have that experience unless you spend time with him. And when you spend time with him, ask him. He is a promise, that means he. If someone has promised, that means he will do it. God has promised, he will do it. So today, even as we finish, I'm going to finish there. And I want us to stand, and we're going to take some time to reflect on this word. He is the promise of the Father. He He is the Spirit of God. He's the third person of the Trinity. He is the presence of God. And he is also the power of God. He gives you power to be a child of God. He gives you power to be a witness for Jesus. He gives you power to cast out devils and to overcome every evil of darkness. He gives you power to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to do miracles. And most importantly, he gives you power over sin and death to live a holy life. God's power is available for you. Amen. Let us stand up and close our eyes. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Take this moment and speak to God. I am saying that he is just next to you. And the difference between him living inside you and him coming upon you is that when he comes upon you, he baptizes you. That means he fills you completely. That means you have surrendered yourself and he allows you to fill you completely. So just speak to him and ask him to fill you. Ask him, say, Holy Spirit, fill me. Holy Spirit, I need you. Holy Spirit, I need you to guide me. I need you to walk with me. I need you to teach me the Bible. I need you to help me to live a holy life. I need you in my family. I need you in my workplace. Just speak to God. Just speak to the Holy Spirit and ask him to empower you. Jesus said that I will ask the Father and I will send you another helper. He is your help. Where do you need help today? Maybe you're struggling with your family. Maybe you're struggling with your children. Maybe you're struggling with a state of joblessness. Maybe you're struggling with a state where you're trusting God for a future marriage, or you're trusting God for a child. It is a moment that you can ask God for help. Ask God for the Holy Spirit to guide you, to show you what to do, to empower you, to give you wisdom, to give you direction. Because he says, them that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. That means that the Holy Spirit is able to lead us. He is able to direct us. He is able to empower us. He is able to speak to us. He is able to heal us. I don't know who is there, who is hungry to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that them that are hungry, to those that are hungry, come unto me and I will give you living water. Whoever drinks of me shall never be thirsty. You shall never be thirsty if you ask of the Holy Spirit. And most important is that you give your life to Jesus. And if you're here and you know you are not yet a Christian, you've not yet given your life to Jesus, and you want to surrender to him, I want to invite you that you might come forward, that you might also receive Jesus. And when you come and receive Jesus, then you shall be filled with the Holy Spirit. So I don't know, is there anyone here today who has never given his life to Jesus and you desire to give your life to Jesus? I welcome you to come forward and we shall pray with you. And also, if you desire that we shall pray with you for whatever need it is that you have and you want to be prayed for, you are also welcome to be prayed for. And God is here and is able to speak to us. Oh,
Thank you. Thank you, Bishop of Church. Father, we thank